And now, young Widow Brown. Ellen Brown's fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, had great doubts about giving Dr. Addison Shaw, the young woman surgeon who has saved Ellen's life, a birth at Health Center Hospital, but he has done so. Now, this morning, Ellen is receiving a call from Louise Simpson, who, in love with Anthony herself, has proved a troublesome factor in the crisis Ellen has just gone through. And Louise is saying,
I think you're wise to keep Mariah Hawkins here, Ellen. You know, you're not as strong as you think you are after your serious operation.
Well, I'm stronger, I discover, Louise.
Even so, you need the rest. You're looking a little drawn.
You're a very cheering company, Louise. You make me feel fine.
Well, I only meant it.
All right, Louise, I'm teasing you. How are things going with you?
I'm doing beautifully, Ellen. You know, I used to be quite sorry for widows. Now I think it's a divine state.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of people who would question that.
Oh, I mean if you have a lot of money. You know something, Ellen? Money really is everything.
Oh, Louise, that's such rubbish.
It's power, and that's what I like. It's fun to have everybody wait on what I'm going to say before they give their opinion.
I don't think I'd like that. Then I don't know what it is to have money or power.
Well, the next best thing is to cultivate the people who do have, Ellen.
Yes, I guess.
Which would mean me.
Well, do I have to cultivate you, Louise? I thought that we were...
I can help you, Ellen, on this business of Dr. Allison Shaw.
There is no business of Dr. Allison Shaw, Louise. Allison is my friend.
Ellen, that girl can make trouble for you.
That girl is now a member of Anthony's staff at Health Center Hospital.
He didn't.
Yes, he did, Louise. And I persuaded him to put her on the staff. Anthony didn't want to.
You fool, Ellen, you fool.
Seems to me you're terribly excited over something that concerns only me, Louise.
It concerns all of us, Ellen. Dr. Shaw is a troublemaker, you see.
Well, I've handled troublemakers before, Louise. And Allison Shaw just saved my life.
And now she's exacting payment, isn't that it?
I don't think so.
You know what you're doing, Ellen. You're handing Anthony to her.
Well, that's absurd, Louise.
Not in the least.
And I simply can't understand why you're so worried about it if I'm not.
I don't trust her. She was very rude to me at the hospital.
I was her patient. She knew that you disturbed me, Louise.
She knew that Anyway, Anthony can't actually hire her without the approval of the hospital board. And don't forget, I am on that board.
He's privileged to give temporary appointments, and that's all Allison wants.
Ellen, how can I make you see?
You can't, Louise. Don't try, please. Besides, here she comes now. Whose car is she driving?
Anthony?
Oh, no, really, Ellen.
Well, she hasn't her own car here, so in the meantime...
I think that's utterly fantastic.
Well, it really isn't. And since you're so antagonistic toward her, I don't think you ought to stay... She's a sensitive person,
I'm sure.
Ellen, she's very good-looking.
You say that so warningly. I've met competition before, Louise. And again, I don't consider her competition.
Oh, I'll go.
I wish you would. Oh, you mean the door?
Yes. I'm going to stay for a moment or two.
Hello, Dr. Shaw.
Well, hello, Mrs. Simpson.
Hello, Ellen. I thought you'd be starting your visiting hours early today. That's why I came by.
This is Ellen's house, Dr. Shaw.
You can't turn me out unless she says so.
I won't turn you out if you behave yourself.
Yes.
How are you, Ellen? What sort of night did you have?
I slept beautifully and I feel wonderful.
Good. Well, there seems to be the lull in the conversation when they say angels are near.
Angels? Are we all good enough to attract angels?
I think I am. I know Ellen is.
But you leave me out of it.
I simply don't know you.
That's what I said of you when your name came up for appointment at the hospital, Dr. Shaw. You know I'm on the board.
Yes, I do know.
Of course you're a good doctor. But what in the world do we know about you personally?
Nothing at all. And since I'm a rather secretive person, I don't think you'll find out much.
That seems rather an independent attitude, Dr. Shaw.
That's my white plume, my independence. You see, I didn't ask for a permanent appointment, so it rested with Dr. Loring. I'm here pro tem. And I don't need anyone's okay except his.
Well, in that case, there isn't anything more for me to say.
No, there isn't.
Louise, would you mind awfully if I asked you to go? I find that two visitors are rather tiring.
I'm going anyway, Ellen. But not without repeating what I said to you before. You are very, very foolish. Goodbye, Dr. Shaw.
Goodbye, Mrs. Simpson. Well, she is really an evil one, isn't she, Ellen? With a special dislike for me. Why, you know?
Yes.
Is it a secret, or can you tell me?
She's afraid you're going to snare Anthony.
Oh. Well, aside from the fact that I'm not, isn't Anthony your fiancé?
I thought so, but Louise still seems to feel that she has a lien on him of some sort.
Not easy to figure out, is it?
Oh, not easy at all.
As a matter of fact, it couldn't be more difficult. How does Anthony take it?
Well, I have all I can do to make him be civil to us.
And I don't succeed very well.
Why do you try, Ellen? Well, for heaven's sake, why not, Allison?
Why in the world should you be in any way sympathetic to someone like that?
Oh, perhaps I'm overconfident. Perhaps it's because I don't know. I really don't know, Allison. But let's don't talk about her. Let's talk about you. Anthony told you, then, that you were hired.
Yes. He's quite an amazing person, Ellen. He talked to me very unusually last night. I was quite amazed.
How do you mean?
Well, I thought I knew him, or rather, knew his type. But then, when he began to talk about Jim,
why, Jim? Oh, you mean...
Yes, I mean Jim Morrison. It's rather strange to hear Anthony talking like a Dutch uncle to me, telling me how to behave.
Was he offensive, Allison?
No, but I can imagine being afraid of him when he's angry. Are you, ever?
When Anthony is angry with me, it's usually over some very trivial thing. And I smile first.
It's a good method. It's one I should have used, I guess. But I didn't.
Well, I don't use it as a conscious method. I think it's the way I'm constituted. But anyway, as far as Louise Simpson is concerned, I think she's going through a period of whistling in the dark. She likes to think that she enjoys her widowhood, but she's probably desperately lonely and frightened. She'll come out of it. I don't agree with you that she's evil.
Stupid?
That, more than evil.
But if the end results are the same, what have you accomplished in calling it by another name?
I don't know. I just don't like to point a finger of accusation at anyone. I think people who appear evil are ill.
I should have said Jim was ill and not have been revolted by his being a drunkard.
Perhaps. I don't know all of that, but I should think that being a doctor would help you in a situation like that.
I was a woman before I was a doctor, Ellen. And Jim... I don't want to talk about it yet, even though I did start it. Look, tell me this about the hospital, will you?
And while Ellen and Allison talk, over at the mansion house, Dr. Anthony Loring comes into the lobby of the hotel to be greeted by Mr. Bailey, the manager.
Oh, Dr. Loring, thank you very much for coming here so rapidly. You know how careful I have to be, and yet I simply cannot allow this guest to make so much noise.
Is he drunk, Mr. Bailey?
Very.
Well, what have you done to sober him up?
Well, he doesn't want to be sobered up, Dr. Loring. He wants more to drink. Now, you know, Dr. Barkley, until at the mansion house is very select, and of a certain age group.
In other words, the old ladies don't like a guest like this.
That's it, Dr. Loring. That's it exactly.
Well, let's see what we can do about it. When did he come?
He registered last night. I was not here. I should never have given him a room in his condition. And my assistant gave him a room. Oh, it's most tiresome. Most tiresome.
Well, what's his room number? What's his name?
He's in 803, Dr. Loring, and his name is Morrison, Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison? You don't say.
What Anthony feared most when he listened to Ellen and consented to engage Dr. Allison Shaw at the hospital has come to pass. What will the arrival of Jim Morrison in Simpsonville mean for young widow Brown?